Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 655, Halloween Creations, recorded live on November 1st, 2018. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Duststorm.
And I am your co-host, Godzilla T.
And we actually started off with very few technical difficulties this week. And everyone is saying to stop saying that because I'm going to jinx it later on. But I don't care. It's actually working and I'm proud of it. Also, I'm a little under the weather.
So Dust found another 20 minutes of stuff to do before we started.
Hey, at least it's not 10 o'clock. We started before 9:30. I will say that.
By 2 minutes.
Hey, it works, right? Yeah. Anyways, we got quite a few people in the Mixer chat tonight. It seems like that's our primary source of people tonight. We got Bobby, Confal, Daddy Tracks, Halo Collector.
Ooh,
hey. And you should see something over my left shoulder that is familiar to you. We also got Pins. Confal is giving out bits on Twitch and gifts and other sticker things on Mixer with that new introduction today, which I am still kind of confused about. So yeah, we're all over the place. And we're also now streaming on Twitter/Periscope. So now we are streaming in 5 places. We have more places than we stream than you have ways to actually download the podcast. Actually, I take that back. That's either even or very close to. Could either direct iTunes, Windows, Google Play, TuneIn. I guess we're on Stitcher too, so 6. So we're almost as many streaming places as you can download. As we normally start off with, we're going to go ahead and look at our week full of streams that we have done. So we'll start off with Godzilla T and Fraggin' Friday. So how'd that go this past week?
No, it went great. We went into Halo 5 and took advantage of the double XP weekend. Mm-hmm. I actually played quite a bit of Warzone. It was kind of weird. I was putting on XP boosts and I was getting a lot of XP for not doing much. The funny thing is, you know, the top players our top players, they were getting, 10. You know, they were getting 10,000 to 15,000. I was getting like 22,000 to 28,000 XP. Yeah. So
it was nuts. I know when
didn't hurt my feelings any.
I mean, heck, you take advantage of it.
Yeah.
I know when I eventually joined you guys, I was getting about 24,000 with the legendary boost. It was a lot, and I got 145 on that night.
Cool.
Yeah. So it was a lot of fun.
I'm still going from 147 to 148, so it'll be a while.
It's a grind. It's definitely a grind. Interesting thing, though, the Warzone Golden XP boost thing. So they had the Arena one a couple weeks ago. They're bringing out the Warzone one, not this weekend, but the following weekend. So Uni actually tweeted that out today. Even more legendary XP boosts if you have all these spare rec points to spend. Still a pretty hefty 150,000, but if you have them.
Yeah, they actually, as of late, they pretty much bled me dry.
Yeah.
I really need to go through and sell some recs so I can get some rec points back. Because, you know, like the XP boosts, I bought a couple of them and, you know, some other stuff and it's been nice to get those legendary XP boosts because, yeah, once you get in the 140s, it really becomes a grind. And then you hit 150 and you think your life is over.
Yep. Especially when you have to, or like when you get all of your stuff that you can buy with rec points maxed out, all the unlockables, it's just, you have points sitting there. So it's nice that they're actually giving people something to actually spend them on to get to 152. So that's nice. watching Uni on the social stream this week, though, he has almost 500 rec packs unopened, along with like I think over a million rec points, or maybe close to a million.
You know, you got everything unlocked. You don't really need it. I'm sure he opens a couple of packs every once in a while just to kind of top off on some other weapons, but
I'm not sure if he opens packs. I know there's some people that just don't even open packs anymore.
I mean, I still open them just to keep them cleared out, because it's one of those things that just bugs me to have them set there. You know, when I was doing my rec pack openings, it was hard for me to just leave the pack set there until I did my video.
So, quick clarification for Halo Collector in the chat. Double XP was last weekend, and then not this coming weekend, but the weekend after, they're releasing the Warzone Golden Legendary XP pack that you can purchase for the 150 rec points.
Oh, and I have to admit, that greatest hits pack that they gave us, I'm filing a formal complaint. Three people opened that while we were on stream. They all got Phaetons, and I got Jack. I think the best thing I got was an Ultra Banshee.
Oh, that sucks.
I don't know what the deal is, but the game does not like giving me Phaetons, period.
Phaetons for GT. Need to make that hashtag or something.
I tell you what, if I ever want to finish that commendation, I don't know what I'm going to have to do. Probably have to bribe people in Warzone Turbo to give me their Phaetons.
Is that a matchmaking specific? Oh yeah, I guess. No, is that a matchmaking specific one? Or just multiplayer specific? I guess it must be matchmaking. Well, the only
place your Phaetons are in Warzone.
We have customs.
Yeah, customs don't count towards commendations.
Right, that's what I was getting at. Yeah, that sucks. I guess just keep on opening packs. Yeah, that really sucks. You might need to close and reopen the notes. I don't know if I saved the latest copy of the notes. So, just in case. Por favor. Yeah, Confal, Phaetons are very rare to get. I think at most I've gotten probably maybe it might be in the single digits. It might be, or maybe like 10 at the most. Bobby says, unless you're fog butts.
I've had a total of 7 Phaetons since the game launched. 7.
Maybe I've had more than that.
5 of them were standard Phaetons. 2 of them were Helioses.
You just got a plasma pistol, the ones that fly in during Warzone and then just hop in them.
Yeah, they fixed that bug.
You can't plasma pistol Phaetons?
Well, you can plasma pistol them anymore. You can still plasma pistol them, but you can't get in them.
No, I'm talking about like
the AI from other people. Phaetons?
No, the non-AI ones.
Oh, the non-AI ones, yeah. Well, the first thing you do is get them out of the Banshee, or get them out of it.
Yeah.
Phaetons are extremely hard to hit with a plasma
pistol.
This
is true. This is true. Grenade launcher. At least, well,
yeah, like helps. I'm any better with a grenade launcher.
I'm trying to help.
Did go on a little bit of a tear with a Goshawk, so at least I worked on that commendation a little bit.
I guess you could technically get them with a random vehicle. That's probably unlikely.
If you had any luck.
I mean, it's technically possible. If you don't have any, you might as well try. If you have the randoms.
I've burned through every single one of my randoms. And no Phaetons. Matter of fact, I got a high probability of either getting a Gungoose or Mongoose.
Okay.
Occasionally, I'll get an Ultra Wraith.
Yeah, those flying vehicle ones are pretty rare. Which sucks. Because the tanks are more common than the, like, even just the standard Wasp.
Yeah. I'm honestly not that worried about it. So, if I get them, I get them. If I don't, oh well.
All right. Well, on my Sunday stream, I got one achievement. And I went for 2. The second one was a pain in the butt. Darkrai actually joined up with me on Sunday, and we got the Like Peanut Butter and Chocolate achievement, which is doing a heroic mission on Halo 2 co-op with the Master Blaster Skull on. And we it actually didn't take very long to finish. We did it on outskirts, which you can breeze through pretty quickly.
Yeah, once you get a vehicle, you can really burn through that one pretty quick.
Yeah, well, to get to the vehicle is pretty easy. The only enemies you really have to fight is the one Spec Ops Elite and the one Grunt at the turret, and then the few that come down the hallway, and then you're in the ghost, and you're fine. Like, at most, you have to kill 5 enemies in total.
As long as you get the mission. Pelican bump.
Yeah. Well, I do that every time.
I haven't been able to do it once. I just can't get the timing right.
So the timing I use is, once it spawns, wait half a second, and then give yourself maybe 10 feet of, I guess, like walking space to get to full speed, and then jump at the edge of the building. And that's about the time frame that I find is about right. I don't hit it every time, so I kind of go back to last checkpoint, but that's usually the timing I have.
I just jump down and do the grenade jump whenever I'm taking that particular shortcut.
Yeah, that works too.
But with that Master Blaster skull on, if you are the one with the overshield, of course you can't throw grenades.
Yep. And I was the one that couldn't throw grenades or fire my weapon.
I did learn one thing, that you can shoot an overcharged plasma pistol.
Really?
Plasma pistol will charge up, yes. You can't fire it normally, but you can do an overcharged plasma pistol.
That's interesting. I wonder if that's just a mechanic.
I think it's just a bug they missed. They may have fixed it with the update, but I doubt it. I'm pretty sure that wasn't really high on their fix-it list.
Yeah, it's something to try, I guess. Huh, interesting.
So what was the second one you were going after?
The second one was getting par score on Kikiwani Station. And this one is ridiculous. It expects you to get 42,000 points with a par time of 10 minutes. I turned on every freaking possible skull I could for my last run, and I probably did this run 3 times. And regardless of how many points I got, I ran out of time. 10 minutes, I'm not even sure how I did the par time to begin with, but 10 minutes is super short for that. The Scarab only gets you about 10,000 out of the 42 that you need. So I got to readdress some tactics of how I'm going to do it, because it's ridiculous. So I don't know.
How much do the little explodey things get you?
Zip.
They get you nothing?
All right, no, that's the little engineering houses. The engineers themselves is like 82 points. Or 86, something like that.
Well, I knew the engineers wouldn't give you much.
What are you talking about then?
The little exploding dome things that are all over that one.
Oh yeah, those get you zero. You get no points for those. Banshees are, I think, around 600, something like that. But with all the skulls I had on, it took probably 30 seconds to kill one Banshee. I got to readdress which skulls I'm using, and maybe there's some better combination of skulls I can use to...
Well, definitely don't use any skulls that make the enemies harder to kill, like Thunderstorm.
Well, the thing is, there's basically half of the skulls are that. Or maybe not half, but maybe a third. But a third of the skulls are those. I mean, I guess I could turn blind on.
Well, yeah, once you're in a Banshee, it's not a problem.
Yeah. So maybe I just need to reassess which skulls I'm using, and that might actually get me a little bit better to where I need to be. And there's probably some other things I'm not doing optimally that I can probably do better. So I gotta reassess my strategy on that one. So I have that one.
Does ODST have a time bonus?
So everything has a time bonus. If you get it within part time, you get a 3-time multiplier. Within part time. And then it slowly fades out after that. And once you hit, I think it's double time, part time, then you get no multiplier.
So the max you can get on time is 3 times.
Yeah. And that's if I were to get it within 10 minutes. But that is very difficult when you're playing on heroic or difficulty. Legendary would give me another bump in time, or not time, in multiplayer. But I don't know if it's any...
It's definitely not easier.
No.
I remember that one on Legendary. That was a pain in the butt.
But heroic wasn't that difficult. Like, the difficulty itself wasn't that difficult for me. It was just... The thing for me is just has been the timing of getting through things. That's been the difficult part for me. And then the one hall that you actually have to walk through. That's another sticky point. But other than that, it was frustrating.
Well, I mean, with the 3x multiplier, the scarab turns out to be 30,000, so that you only really need to come up with another 12. If you can get it in under 10 minutes.
Well, so the skulls... Yeah. I'll be running it a few more times on Sunday. So maybe I'll come up with some good combination of skulls and time. Just something I gotta attack again. And then I also have Coastal Highway, which I have to do as well.
That's a fun one.
Yeah. I don't remember what the par score is for that one, but I think the par time was, I want to say, 25 minutes?
Sounds about right.
I'll have to pull up the achievement. But yeah, so that's going to be happening on Sunday, is trying to get that achievement. And then if I can get Coastal Highway in there, then I will have all of my par score achievements done. And that actually might be, except for Lazo, all my campaign achievements I have to get done. I don't think there's any more campaign ones I have to do. Oh, no, I take that back. There's the... Oh, jeez. On Halo 3, listen to the tale of a young grunt named Flip Yap, so I have to still have to get that one. And I have...
No, that's not a hard one.
No, it's just frustrating because you're putting your luck up to chance. As far as just waiting for the right dialogue line to be said. So, yeah, that one just sucks. I do have 3 of the Get Legendary in under 3 hours. I have Halo CE, Halo 2, and Halo 4. I know Halo CE and Halo 2 has some great shortcuts. Halo 4, that one might be interesting. There's also Life Story, which is complete the Master Chief Saga playlist. I'm actually almost done with Halo 2 in the Master Chief Saga playlist, so I'll have 2 more games there. I haven't been playing that one on stream. I've been playing that one off stream. Just at random times to kill time. That'll be on Sunday next week. Hopefully I'll get all the par score stuff finally done. And then everything else will be just pretty much multiplayer, with the exceptions of Lazo and the Legendary. I might do the Legendary stuff.
Well, that could be fun. Lazo's just going to be a grind.
Yes, it is. It's not... Yeah, I don't... I'm going to be lucky if I can get one mission done per stream.
Well, I mean, you can use the speed running to kind of practice for it. To, you know, help perfect your speed running technique and... That'll help you a bunch as well, so.
And there are at least guides out there, like Naked Eli has some guides out there. The Halo Completionist has guides out there. So there are people with Lazo guides. Lazo just takes it to a whole nother level.
Yeah, don't forget Mythic. He's got them too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he does. I kind of forget that he had those because of all the videos that he's currently doing.
All of a sudden, he started making videos again.
And they're to me, they seem off the beaten path of what he used to do, but it's his thing. So yeah, Coastal Highway is 90,000 points, and I believe the par time is 25 minutes. I don't think that'll be too much of an issue, though.
No, with the way things are, no, I don't think it'd be a problem.
Yeah, because there's plenty of vehicles to kill along the way. There's lots of enemies. That one, I think that one will be doable. Bobby says, with Lazo, he helped Frogbutts when he and Dimbard were stuck on a level for 8 hours. And he tagged one of them out and still took 5 hours to beat. jeez. Yeah, it's gonna be a trial. I don't know if, because if you do Lazo co-op, you at least go back to the last checkpoint for, well, I guess, does that work for CE? I don't know if that works for CE. Bobby is saying, yes, it works for CE. It was, yeah. So if you go in co-op with the Iron Skull, then you only go back to the last checkpoint when one of you dies instead of restarting the entire mission. I'm kind of trying to debate, okay, is it easier? Would it be easier to do a playlist, a Lazo playlist solo, or the Lazo playlist co-op?
Well, maybe not for Halo 2, because their co-op multiplier for that they've got in Halo 2.
Do they have that in Halo 2? I thought they didn't do the multiplayer until Halo 4.
No, that was one of the big problems with Halo 2. You put it on Legendary and it became like Mythic.
When you co-opt it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, Halo 2 is already hard enough on Legendary. I'm not even looking forward to even attempting Halo 2 Lasso.
Halo 2 at least has some major shortcuts. So there's some of the missions that are going to be...
Once you get past first mission.
Well, yeah. That first mission is definitely a pain.
Even keep in mind, it took me 8 years to beat the first mission on Legendary.
Fair enough. We've talked about streams for 25 minutes, so I figure we should probably go ahead and wrap up. Tuesday, I finished Halo CE, so the wife is all caught up on the Halo CE story, so we put a little bow on that one. And next week, I'm not sure if we're going to do one because we're actually going to Houston for a wedding. I leave Wednesday afternoon, and then she leaves on Friday. So I'm not sure if we're going to do a stream on Tuesday next week, and also might take the time to get her used to some of the new mechanics in Halo 2, so how to dual wield, actually get her how to teach her how to drive, since it didn't really have her drive until the Warthog run in Halo CE, which is an oversight on my part. Switching weapons. Another kind of just important game mechanic type stuff that she probably needs to know about. And since I didn't say hi to him earlier, hi Laird and Killer over in the Mixer chat. Thanks for dropping on by. So yeah, Halo CE is done. We'll get to Halo 2 within the next month. And she will be going through the hardest campaign. I'd still say it's the hardest campaign out of all first-person shooter Halo games so far. It's definitely an annoying one with the high barrier to entry that is that first mission. So those were our streams for the week. If you want to check out Fragment Fridays, it happens at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, hosted by GT. I stream on Sunday nights at 10 for my achievement streams, and then I stream with the wife on Tuesdays, starting usually between 7 and 7:30 for the campaign stuff with her. That'll be... like I said before, maybe not do it next week, but we'll keep you guys tuned in. Might just stream her learning how to get used to some of the mechanics, but we'll see what happens.
Going to a custom game and let her noob combo you?
Yeah, pretty much. Just like, hey, try to kill me. Try to kill me with this. Try to kill me with that. Switch your weapon and kill me with this. We'll figure out what to do there. We do have some news to go over, so let's go ahead and jump on into that. We have the latest Halo Spotlight, which we'll come back to in a second. We'll get to some of the other smaller things first. On playlist rotation, nothing new on MCC. On Halo 5, though, Halloween Infection is now out. Big Team Super Fiesta is still staying. Yes. Griff Ball is still there, and then we have Castle Wars coming back. It is here now. Wow, my voice is getting deep. Oh geez, hope I'm really not getting sick. That's a little swollen. Interesting. Okay. So we have that playlist rotation coming in. So Castle Wars, I have a feeling, might be something that's played tomorrow.
Maybe.
Castle Wars is definitely I would say it's a podtacular favorite, right?
Yeah. Well, I enjoy it.
I just noticed for the first time, I don't know why I haven't noticed this before, but we're in the same headset. Or at least it looks like it. Are they both Astro A50? Are yours is Astro A50s or is it something different?
No, mine are A40s.
Okay.
See?
But they're both Astros.
Yes.
For some reason, I never noticed that the
Halo A40s.
They're the blue ones. Yes.
Those are my A50s. The new generation one.
Nice.
I don't know. I just got tired of farting with them. They just decorate my shelf now.
Makes sense. Confell says Castle Wars makes no sense, but it's fun. How does it make no sense? Kind of what you would normally expect a CTF match to be, especially if you go back to the Blood Gulch aspect of it, where it's like a base going in, getting a flag. I mean, I know it's not exactly the same, but it's a similar concept. At least I feel it's that way. On the community stream this week, we had Unishek joining Grimm, and they were playing some Infection since it was on Halloween Day. They started off with MCC Infection, and then they jumped over to some Halo 5 Halloween Infection. And as it turns out, this was Grimm's last social stream. He will no longer be hosting the social stream. Yeah. He will no longer be hosting the social stream. It's a sad day. This is also
a very sad day.
This is also his last Halo Spotlight that he will be posting as well. He's still doing one more community update next week, but he is moving into another position at 343. Dealing more with kind of the franchise team and some of the lore and stuff, which probably tells me he's going to be working on Infinite storyline. At least that's kind of the hunch that I get.
No.
Yeah, the way he made the announcement made it sound like he's not going to be as public facing anymore. So he's going to be
put in the desk in the corner.
Yeah, so he will probably be heads down quite a bit from now on. I don't think he's doing anything like super, like he's the one that's writing the whole thing. He's probably like providing input to it, would be my guess. At least that's kind of the...
Well, he's probably going to be doing a lot of fact checking, things like that, making sure that it follows the established storylines in Halo, stuff like that.
Making sure it checks out with the Halo Bible. I can see that. So, yeah, Grimm is moving into secrecy a little bit and will not be that much of a public face for now. That could change. But at least for now, he'll be kind of back in the back corner a little bit, like GT was saying. So it was fun seeing all of Grimm's antics. He has a certain charisma about him when he's on the social streams. It's kind of like that goofy, fun attitude. So that's going to be missed for sure. I'm guessing Sketch is probably going to be coming back and helping take over some of the social stream stuff. Could probably expect him back in the seat doing some more studio interviews and just more opportunities for people to get the Ice Unicorn skin. And as far as we know, the social stream is going to go on, even with Grimm not being there. So that'll still be there, but just no more Grimm. Best of luck, buddy.
Yeah, definitely.
We have a little story from comicbook.com, and this is with regards to the Halo TV series, with the title Master Chief and Dr. Halsey confirmed for the Halo TV series. So they posted that Master Chief has confirmed to be a series regular, which we kind of had a feeling that was going to be the case. For Dr. Halsey, they're casting a 55 to 65 year old woman, so kind of in lines with, I guess, a little bit more of the current Halsey, which is kind of a little confusing, because the whole premise, I thought, of the show that that we've been made to believe is it's during the Human and Covenant War, which I guess I kind of like that kind of makes sense.
Yeah, it kind of all just depends on where they put it.
Yeah, no, I guess that makes sense. That would make all, I guess, all.
I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be after Halo 4.
Yeah, no, I guess Halsey would be around that age during the events of Halo 1 through Halo 3. I didn't. Wow. I guess when I initially thought about that, that seemed really old. But I guess given the timelines, that could make sense. And I mean, granted, you could have an actress that is 55 to 65, but being portraying someone that's like 45 to 75.
Yeah. Like I said, you know, they're just trying to kind of match up with the look that they've established for the era of Halsey. So, you know, they're not going to be casting a 20-year-old bombshell, unfortunately.
Right.
You know, it does kind of narrow down the time frame as to where they're going to place the story. So it kind of gives us a little bit of a hint as to where we could probably start looking for this story to fall in.
So I just looked this up on Google. Dr. Halsey was born on March 19th, 2492, which means during the events of Halo 1, she would have been 60. If you plug it in right in the middle of 55 to 65, yeah, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah, you know, they even made comments about that in Ghosts of Onyx, you know, about her age.
I guess I never just appreciated how old she was.
Well, you know, some stuff tends to throw you off. Like in the Halo Legends, film, The Package, the way they draw her there, she's like, you know, 25, 30 years old. But yet, that's Master true. Chief is rescuing her.
That's true.
Granted, you know, by the time Halo CE comes around, they'd been fighting for 25, 30 years. So I guess it's possible.
Is there any place where it says that she goes into cryo for anything?
Not that I can remember.
That's yeah. So there's that. Oh, so then we got that little bit of info. There's also a casting call for an Asian actress from 18 to 20 who's going to be characterized by someone by the name of Jenny. So it's possibly a new character within the Halo universe.
Possibly.
Most likely. So we got three confirmed castings. Master Chief, Dr. Halsey, and Jenny. Wherever Jenny is. There's also a couple quotes in here. First one is from Showtime president and CEO David Nevins, talking about the Halo TV series, saying, "It's a very different genre. It's futuristic, space-based science fiction. It's not fantasy. It took us a long time to get the script, but we felt like we had something that was really interesting and felt it belonged on Showtime in terms of its character depth, and it's going to be a big show." Well, that's nice.
I'm really looking forward to watching it.
Me too. I still have my reservations on it.
Well, I do too, especially after Nightfall.
Yeah. That's the main concern.
With Nightfall and the, you know, Fall of Reach animated thing, yeah, they've piqued my interest, but I'm still kind of wondering how it's going to go.
I'm curious what kind of trailer we're going to get with it. And we obviously won't see anything until either late next year or 2020.
Yeah.
Because we're not even starting production until June.
Yeah, it's going to be fall TV, I'm sure.
Budapest.
But the sad thing is I'm not going to be able to watch it first run. I'll have to find somebody that posts it on YouTube or something. You know, illegally.
Yeah, that's going to be a pain. Unless there's a service like Amazon or iTunes that would have it where you could buy the season and then day after it comes out, you could watch it. I hope they do something like that because knowing gamers who don't have subscriptions, they don't want to probably buy another subscription to Showtime just to watch Halo. So I would have to think they're going to be smart about it and offer some kind of other platform that you can buy the season, then maybe just watch it the day after or something like that. Halo Collector's same, we'll probably get a cast announcement at SDCC. I could believe that.
You know, I know with the streaming services that I deal with, Showtime is an additional package that you buy.
Right, as far as like the streaming TVs kind of stuff? Yeah.
No, I'm not necessarily talking about like cable television. I'm talking like...
Right, Hulu, YouTube TV, yeah, that kind of stuff.
You have to, you know, buy a subscription to... a monthly subscription to Showtime to watch it.
Wait, hang on, Confal. Showtime did Stargate? No, that was sci-fi. Sci-fi did... Stargate was a sci-fi original series. All of Stargate. I don't know what you're thinking about Showtime, dude. Not for Stargate. We have a couple, one more quote in here. I think this is from something that was done before or stated before. I'm not sure. President of Programming David Levine said this regarding the Master Chief. Made a conscious decision to hire a writer not known for science fiction and not known for big battle movies, because that's already baked into the Halo franchise, and we will service that, but we also wanted to make sure that we were getting beneath the formidable armor of the Spartans and really getting inside the team drama so it felt like it belonged on Showtime. That quote does seem familiar. But yeah, exploring characters, which that's kind of one of the appeals to Halo a little bit with the extra lore. Gets kind of like the hooks in. At least I feel that it really did that well with Halo C. But Halo 2, the way they had the story there for the Arbiter was just so good for video game character development.
You know, I really enjoyed what they did with Halo 4 with the story. You know, Halo 4's story is the story that has the most depth. It's really a hard toss-up to say which is my favorite, the Halo 2, Halo 3 story, or the Halo 4 story. Because I like them for different reasons. But, you know, I'm looking forward to this, and I hope they do well with it.
Yeah, me too. And just to confess, since I was corrected, rightly so, Stargate did start out on Showtime. But somehow the first season did not finish on Showtime, which is weird. How did that get handed over?
I think with the Stargate series, Showtime just... That first season, don't get me wrong, I love Stargate, but that first season was kind of... or at least the first few episodes.
It was a rocky start. I mean, but they were laying a lot of groundwork, too.
Yeah, but it just didn't seem like they were really invested in the series. Just, you know, the way the shows came out.
It felt a lot more natural in the late, in like after season two, like when it got into 3 and 4, that's when it really started to pick up. So, yeah. Okay. I mean, I'll give you that. It did start on Showtime, but definitely did not live its lifespan and probably earn its stripes at Showtime.
Yeah. We're not even going to start with SGU, Laird.
Oh, they
irritated me with that one.
First season sucked. The second season was great.
Oh, I loved both seasons of it. I enjoyed that show immensely.
And then they cut off the third season. And then season.
It just disappeared.
Apparently they posted the script. I need to go out and actually read it. Yeah, it's that cliffhanger sucked. I need to go read the script after I read Halo books. Halo books first. But it's, yeah.
Yeah, they need to make a movie or something just to finish that off.
There's still Stargate conventions. Like, there's conventions.
Yeah, I know.
So really, okay, I'm kind of curious how there's still conventions for TV shows that are, like, long gone. Like, there's still conventions for Firefly. There's conventions for Stargate. Granted, there's now
probably the oldest franchise of that type out there.
But Star Trek is still being made.
No, it's not.
Did CBS stop it?
No, I mean the original Star Trek. There's people that go out just to be part of it because of the original Star Trek. And the new ones, I could care less because they're a pay for view. I'm not buying a subscription to CBS's app so I can watch the stupid shit.
The original timeline, though, they were making shows for that up until not too long ago, right? The original timeline?
No, there hasn't been a Star Trek series in several years.
I thought it was like Voyager was to 2001, Enterprise was 2005. Okay, so 2005. Yeah, I guess it has been a while. But anyway, it's kind of mind-boggling that there's still these conventions for shows that are done.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, it's just like any other fandom. You know, people are a fan of the product of the product. And so long as there's money to be made, there's going to be conventions.
I guess it's one of those things is like they were kind of around during the advent of the internet. So some of that stuff is just going to hold on since it's out there now. So no, that makes sense, though.
I mean, you know, going to a Star Trek convention or a Stargate convention or a Firefly convention, and, you know, it's not really that much different than going to a video game convention, other than they're a lot more focused on the subject, where, you know, video games, it's everybody. It's not just one particular game. You know, it's basically the same formula.
No, you
they do well, point. So.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true.
I mean, honestly, I wouldn't mind going to a Firefly convention.
I wouldn't either. It's just
especially if, you know, some of the time. Way to go, Confal. He's got a gif in the chat of Jack driving a golf ball into the Stargate.
Yes. Yes. Oh, that's good.
You know, especially if, you know, some of the cast members were going to be there.
Well, and the cast members still go to that, which is, I guess that's kind of one of the appeals too, is the cast members actually still actively participate in those fandoms and those franchises. Yeah, just, it's interesting. Random tangent, I know. We'll get back on topic. I want to hit on a couple of tweets before we go back to the spotlight for this week, because there's a lot in there again. A couple of tweets. The Spirit Halloween giveaway ends tomorrow. So you have until I think it's like 9 p.m. or something. Basically, the end of tomorrow, November 2nd, as of this recording. So if you're listening, download. Yeah, they're probably a little too late. But Spirit Halloween is doing a giveaway of $10,000 to one lucky entrant into the Spirit Halloween sweepstakes. And if you enter into that, you also get 20% off a single item in their store. That ends Friday. And then I don't know when they'll actually announce it. I think it was something like by November 11th when I was reading the rules or something like that. But we'll see if some lucky Halo fan actually gets it and if we end up knowing who they are. The Microsoft Store Halo 3 2v2 is coming up this weekend. So if you're interested in participating in a 2v2 tournament on Halo 3 and you have a Microsoft Store near you, then you can head on over to smash.gg/MSHalo. They dropped the R, but they are still work. So it's Miss Halo or Mrs. Halo, whichever one you wanted to use. And that is the way to register up for your local store tournament. Show up 30 minutes early and participate in some prizes. There's lots of goodies that they give away, and there's also some cool prizes that you can earn while you play. So definitely check it out if you have a Microsoft store near you. First place gets 12-month Game Pass, second place 6-month Game Pass, and third place 3-month Game Pass. So there you go. We also have, like I mentioned before, the Warzone XP Boost Pack coming up next weekend, not this weekend. So it'll be the weekend of November 9th through the 11th. It might show up on Thursday. Sometimes they let those things burn in on Thursday, going into Friday. So, but next weekend, or next week, it'll be coming out. So we'll bring it up. Well, we won't bring it up because I won't be here for a podcast next week. It's also another thing. Postums posted on his Twitter account a couple of screenshots adding some new options to the latest MCC Insider build. So in build 1581, which is available to all insiders, there is now the option that we brought up on one of the podcasts before that was brought up in, I think, the last MCC Insider update. You can toggle the enemy player color name now between Legacy and Red on Halo CE. And they also added an option for Halo CE to toggle the multiplayer game timer between time elapsed and time remaining.
Nice.
I'm not sure why you would want a toggle between that, but I guess it's there. I'm kind of confused on why you would have a time elapsed unless it was a endless time game. I'm kind of not sure why that's there, but it's there. It's a new thing that I don't think I've seen mentioned before.
Yeah. I mean, really, honestly, when I'm playing, I'm not really watching the clock as far as countdown. You know, I'm just watching the clock for power-up spawns and weapon spawns. You know, I'm basically looking for a minute or something, you know, a certain minute to approach so I can be ready for a power-up or power weapon spawn.
Well, in Halo CE, you don't even get a timer. You only get the 5-minute intervals, and then whenever it goes like for the, I guess, like 5 minutes, 3 minutes, 1 minute, 30 seconds type of thing. Other than that, though, you don't actually get a clock.
I mean, you know, most of the games that I play rarely go to time limit. Usually the kill limit hits first.
Right. But even if you were doing the power-up timer thing, you couldn't rely on the clock in game. You'd have to have your own timer, which is where all those web pages and timer apps came out.
No, there was a good one for Halo 2. I remember using it. Me and a buddy went into matchmaking, and we were tearing it up. I mean, we were snagging the rocket launcher. We were snagging the bow sniper rifles. And, you know, we were just laying waste to the other team.
No, I get it. Get it for sure. So that's it for the tweets. I also posted on here on the show notes just a shout out to Primordial117. He's reached out a few times to us to share some of his screenshots, and he had a nice collection of three sets of Halloween screenshots that he did, or Halloween screenshots that he did. So just wanted to give him a quick shout out. Looks like he also has gone ahead and pinned his Christmas ones from last year up on his profile. But yeah, he did some pretty cool Halloween ones. So definitely go check him out. Primordial117 on Twitter. So thanks for sending those over, Primordial. I don't know how often you listen, but we appreciate it for sure. Let's go ahead and move on into the Halo Waypoint articles, which there's only one of this week. It's just the community spotlight. And I don't think I've added my Xbox back in since rebuilding this thing. So I need to add my Xbox back as a source.
And now he's going to break it.
No, stop that. Stop that. Actually, it says my Elgato's already added somewhere. Oh, no, it is in here. Never mind. Ta-da! Granted, it's positioned.
Yeah, you might want to put it up on... you might want to move it up the source list so it's not behind our cameras.
I eventually need to just make another scene for this. But yeah, I'm going to go ahead and move it up above everything.
Yeah, I don't know how well that'll work. It might break the cameras.
Yeah, we'll have to play with it later. But for now, we'll just do this. All right, so there's that. We have this first one, which is the feature piece. This is done by Guyver89 from R Halo, and he has been working on, and quite a few artists have been doing the Inktober thing where they do a drawing a day, and this is one of them. And
it's actually a really good drawing.
Yeah, it really is. And there's over in the Halo Hub, there's been someone that's been doing daily drawings over there. And I asked him how long it took him. And he says each drawing takes him 6 to 8 hours. And they're about this caliber of art. So, I mean, people taking time to do this is incredible. Crazy stuff. So as you can see up on the screen, there is a link to some of his stuff. He has an Imgur gallery to check out. I really need to figure out how to best use the controls on this thing. But yeah, so that's the first one. And then we'll just kind of go down the list as we... I wish there was a way to like zoom out and then keep it zoomed out. I need to figure out how to use Edge a little bit more on the Xbox or find another source to use. So we got this one of the Arbiter. It's another drawing, which is some of these people just amaze me. And I know this isn't going to make sense for a lot of people listening to it, so we won't try to hang on these for too long, but for the community update, it's kind of hard to not just go over the artwork because a lot of the stuff is visual, unfortunately. So we got that. Yeah, we're getting to that one, Pins. Next one up is there, like, what would you call this kind of art? The one with the Banshee and the Warthog?
I don't know. I don't know what you'd call it.
It's really good.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like a comic picture. It's more like almost like a cartoon cell.
Yeah, that's it. It's really well done, though. So there's that one. We also got one of Cortana holding a Master Chief helmet. This one kind of looks like possibly a pencil or pen drawing, probably done in something like Photoshop.
Could have been.
That's it, Pins. Caricature. Thank you. I don't know why I'm having a problem saying that word tonight.
Caricature. I barely got it out. I understand.
And then the next one we have is Master Chief with a spanker and a plasma grenade and a hunter. This one looks this one's interesting. It has kind of textures on it. This one's definitely hand-drawn, but it also looks like there's some additional effects added onto it as well. So that one's pretty cool. We have our first Halloween Gilto Lantern. I'm trying to throw in all the Halo references there. It is the Halo Infinite Chief side helmet shot, but it's done in the pumpkin.
Yeah. No, I don't have the patience.
Neither do
I. I should have taken a picture of my squirrel pumpkin and sent it in.
My wife did a standard jack-o'-lantern, and I did a Pokeball because we were Pokemon theme yesterday. I ended up making a Pokeball out of styrofoam halves, and that's what we actually put candy in. And she bought a Pikachu hoodie, and I got cargo pants, and I actually ordered a Pokemon trainer-like vest, but it didn't come in time, so my backup ended up being the Loot Crate Mass Effect hoodie that I got, because the only branding of Mass Effect was on the sleeve, and the top actually looked like it could be. It had the kind of the blue and white stripe type of stuff that kind of made it look like it could pass as a Pokemon trainer type of jacket. So that's what we ended up going with.
Well, I guess it works. It works.
Yeah. Hey, in lieu of something not coming in the mail, I'll take it. Laird says, stop stealing my hoodies.
I was a fat guy in shorts.
Did you hand out candy? No. We had kids coming by. It started around 6:20 and it stopped around 8:10.
That's usually about how long mine runs. But the wife had to work late last night, so.
Gotcha. At least we didn't end up with too much leftover candy. So that was good. We bought the right amount of candy. Yeah,
that's always a bad thing when you have candy.
Yeah, especially extra. Although, just take it into the office and let it get eaten. Yeah, that was the hoodie layer, the Andromeda one. That was the one I was wearing. So, yep, our first pumpkin. There's a few more down here as well. Got some 405th action in here.
Those are some pretty cool helmets.
Mm-hmm. And that's the Lethbridge symbol, right? On the white one?
I think so.
Yeah. And that's the scout helmet, I think.
I thought that was recon.
Is that recon? Okay. I don't know my helmets well enough. Kevin will know, and Laird will probably know. So we got some custom helmets. This one's cool as well. It's basically one of the artsy Halo posters, but this one has a Covenant carrier glassing a city, and between or surrounding the glassing beam is an energy sword. So that's
cool. They basically use the ship as the handle and the ground, the sword is pointed towards the ground.
Mm-hmm. Really well done. Laird is saying possibly, yeah, recon. So that makes sense. Haruspice of Hell. Jeez, I'm having problems with words tonight. This is another little piece of artwork, and this is, I guess, he did custom art pieces and then put some narrative stuff to it, almost like a Oni. What's the word I'm thinking of? GT words are hard tonight, apparently.
Like I have dossier no idea.
Type stuff, like the Oni letter type stuff, memo. I guess.
Still don't know.
Memo is the closest thing I can come up with like right now. So he tweeted out some of that. But associated with some of his artwork, which is pretty cool. Matty McD, which I always forget that he is an artist or that he can draw. So he remade the first scene where you have Master Chief holding, I guess it's not Jenkins, but like catching the Marine that falls out of the door where you first meet the Flood. And I'm wondering if this was spawned off of when Halo tweeted out, and this wasn't too long ago, the scene from Halo CE just as a GIF of it. And because Matty posted this yesterday and he put it with a quote, "Boy, you always got a bad feeling about something." And it's just a really well render, a really good render of that.
I don't know. It's got Jenkins' helmet right there in the foreground.
Mm-hmm. And it's got Master Chief dragging him in. The scene itself is very different because you have a lot of the foreign architecture that's very Halo 3, Halo 4. Yeah. But all in all, the art pieces is really cool. And Laird is confirming that the helmets were recon. For the next pumpkins we have, it is Master Chief and Kelly, which still blows my mind. People are saying they're having problems with the stream, Bobby and Laird. I'm not getting any drop frames on my end, so it might just be because it's 720p. So I don't know if Twitch will be easier for you since it's partnered over there and you can. Thanks, Confal. Confal confirmed it's not on our end. Moving right along, we have someone who has made a railgun, which looks really cool. Probably the most accurate railgun I've seen so far. Not, I don't know how big it is, but just from the shapes and the coloring on it. Granted, I have seen and actually held some railguns made by 405th members, but this one looks like it just has that better detail on it that really sells it.
It really does resemble the railgun in the game.
Mm-hmm. Just need to get some skins to put on there. Next one we have is someone did some repaints of some of the Mattel 12-inch figures. So the one on the left there, taking, I guess, kind of touching up to make it look like the Spartans from Halo Wars, which is pretty cool. Or actually, Killed by KGB is saying that you just paint them for their proper colors. I guess instead of mass manufactured colors.
Well, yeah, he repainted Jerome to match what his armor looked like, and same with Emil. Just gave him better detail.
This one is really cool. So, Benovsky 73. This is a beautiful render of Master Chief, a couple of ODSTs, Halo Ring in the background, mountains, grass, a down delete, it looks like, or a brute. Beautiful render, Archangel.
Most definitely.
Probably could be the best one in this set, to be honest. Another Inktober set, this one done by Marmar on Twitter. And the one that's featured here is a picture of Master Chief and Cortana side by side. And the only color is Master Chief's visor and Cortana's eyes. Sounds pretty cool. Got some screenshots from Haruspis from Infection. We've got another, I'm guessing, render, likely. Haruspis of Hell. That's the second feature in this one. Is the Halo CE Master Chief in some low light with some really cool lighting effects on him. Wrong direction. Next one is another piece of artwork by Prison Winter. Looks like Master Chief is beating up somebody. Hopefully it's the Didact. Looks like it could be.
I don't know. That arm looks awful human.
I guess.
Maybe that's where he's kicking Locke's butt. But anyway.
Oh, dang. More pumpkins. We got a Forge Anvil for this one. It's pretty cool. Another render. This one is kind of from Linda. So this one is supposedly Linda and Fred hanging back as Kelly confronts John about something. This is them in a pelican. So you can see Fred there on the bottom right, and I guess Linda up there on the top left with her Norn Fang. Really cool renders. It's been interesting to see how many people making renders has popped up since Halo 5's kind of died out a little bit. It's insane. And there are like super talented people out there. Pins is saying the one that we were talking about was Locke. This one, the orange one with Chief. From the full picture. So apparently this isn't the full picture. So if I click on it, this won't mess it up too much. Moment of truth here on
the podcast. It's a scene out of...
Oh, yep, okay. There's Locke on the bottom. Yep, that makes sense. Going back to the other tab. I hope it remembers the place. It does not, of course. Actually, that's... Come on. Well, this is what I get for trying to use Xbox and instead of a web browser. I can't even, like, hit a back button? Okay, Xbox, what the heck are you doing? This is a bad idea. This is a really bad idea. My controller is... Okay, there we go. Let's see, it was stuck for a moment. All right, well, I'll get back to that. Sorry, folks on the live stream. I really just need to get a browser up and working with this. Scrolling down. Buying some time and scrolling down. Oh, did I scroll too far? Did I miss something earlier? Something's not loading. Here we go. Okay. All the treats were just taking a little while to load. That's why. Next up is another render. Yep. Source Filmmaker. Done by Rookie245. This is titled Baron. Kind of looks like something out of Halo Reach.
With the Falcon in the background, yeah.
Down Falcon in the background, Trooper Hog, the carrier, Covenant carrier in the background. Yeah, I got it, Pins. We're there. This is probably more along the lines of something I would draw. This Elite.
Yeah, that's a higher skill level than I have.
Definitely. It's pretty much, I think, just Fel Vadimi without his armor. I guess. And then there's Fel Vadimi with armor. Also somewhat along my lines of drawing ability. But this one's actually, it's a mix between pen drawing and paper mache. Kind of looks like. Definitely got an interesting twist to it. So that's kind of cool. This one is called Lost Shakespeare Play. And this was done by Daniel Halo Art, and it's kind of a twist on a Shakespeare line, I guess. Talking about two snipers, the beam rifle and the sniper rifle. Talking about feuds between beams and snipers. There's another render here with some ODSTs in a urban area with the titles Morning Over the Metro or This Is Our Stop. So also some cool renders there. Another pencil drawing from NG Ishma. And this is kind of the Master Chief looking up from Halo 4. We have a render from Pixel Flare GFX, obviously. Mr. Wang Time himself. This one is Flood themed. Titled Problems with Maintenance Corridor 1031. And apparently he actually made this on stream. Guess I missed this stream of his. I caught a few of his streams, but I missed this one. He's been streaming on Twitch some of his art pieces lately. If you have a chance, check out his Twitch stream, Pixel Flare GFX. And you'll it's pretty cool to see him go through the process of drawing some of this stuff. Next one is kind of an anime-style drawing of an elite protecting children, human children. So that's kind of a cool twist on things. Primordial gets his screenshots shouted out on here as well. We talked about those a little bit earlier. Another elite drawing. It looks kind of like a pen drawing in Photoshop. Also have the Didact. Kind of looks partly done. This one is pencil drawing. And I guess kind of paint as well. We got some ODST cosplay in here, which is always cool to see cosplay.
Actually, it looks like they're recreating one of the Landfall videos.
Mm-hmm.
Scenes from one of the Landfall videos.
Yep, they got a crate, or not a crate.
Shipping container.
That's it. So yeah. Not gonna click on the pictures for the sake of breaking things again. There's another render here. Titled Lone Survivor from Benoski again. This one, I can't tell if... I mean, this one looks so real, I can't tell if it's the artwork or... I think this is actual cosplay. It's hard to tell. I have to pull it up on... I don't even have a tab on my computer. Oh, no, there it is. Never mind. Pull it up on here and see if it actually is... It looks like a cosplay. What do you think, GT?
I don't know. I couldn't even begin to tell. It looks so realistic that it's kind of one of those that it could be either.
Yeah. It's almost dang near impossible to tell. No, this is a render. This is a render. Oh my gosh. Wow. So for those that are wondering what we're talking about, the tweet that we're looking at is Jay Lowlands, and from the Art Station has a compilation of a bunch of different models that he's mashed together. So this picture includes models from the Halo Recruit Mark 5B, the Mark 5B from Halo Recruit, the Mark 6, Mark 4 Recruit, and Wrath from Halo 5 Guardians to build this suit. That's nuts. That looks realistic. Holy crap. Wow. That's incredible. No confal. It's actually not a toy this time. It is indeed a render. We got some tats. Over a year and 50 hours to create, which is insane. We've got a art piece of Kelly punching an Onyx Sentinel to death, seen from Ghost of Onyx. We have Thel Vadim in his Halo 2 anniversary armor and his Halo 5 armor. Renders done by Ethan Romsberg. Got another render by Benoski again. Gosh, he's in there three times. Another render of Marines holding saws called Brothers from Rookie 425. That's another feature of him in the same article. There's a screenshot from the Arma 3 mod for Halo, or the Halo mod for Arma 3. I believe it's called Operation Trebuchet. So that's also pretty cool. It's a Falcon dropping off some Marines. Got another art piece by S2 Muhammad. Another render from Halo CE that's kind of encapsulating the approach onto the ring. So you have the one energy tower pulsing out, but you also have the drop ships coming in, burning in the atmosphere, and you also have the Pillar of Autumn in the background as well. So that's really cool. Some more cosplay. We've got a few Spartans, an ODST, and an Elite. Another drawing of, looks like kind of a Covenant shipyard of some kind. It's a really interesting looking spirit. Got another drawing of Master Chief. Got some Forza Horizon 4 skins. This render is pretty cool. This is Binowski's fourth entrance here. And this one is, this was made for someone who loves Didact, and it's actually the Didact actually holding up Linda instead of Master Chief. That's interesting. And that was just the art pieces that we've gone through. So we're on to Forge now. Someone's remade Optimus Prime because, you know, that's bound to happen.
And stood him in front of a green screen even.
Yeah. Which is weird because it has all the Forge stuff on the green screen as well. But it's a prefab, so you can go and download it. There is a link on the tweet that was posted, so you can go do that if you want. There's a map variant called Perpetual by Josh Bruce. It's a Forerunner BTP map featuring vehicle choices, kind of like iconic architecture features known throughout some of the other Halo landscapes. That's what I'm looking for. We've got another kind of, not Renaissance, but I guess Renaissance is about right, kind of Renaissance style map that was made. Lord of the Ring and Hobbit visuals used on this 4v4 map. There's another video of someone making a Forge map on PC. And then there's some prefabs of X-Wing and TIE Fighters, along with a... Wait. That's a... Wait, how is that a prefab? That one on the bottom.
Uh-huh.
I don't think that one's a... that one can't be a prefab.
Well, they could have put it in there and...
Unless there's a filter.
Just dressed it up.
Grim is saying these are prefabs. How the heck? That's a prefab? No way. I didn't think those kinds of Forge objects existed in Halo 5.
Well, apparently it does.
So I can definitely believe the TIE Fighters and the X-Wing. I can believe that. But the one on the bottom is a... the AT Walker? Is that the right...
Yeah, the AT-ST.
AT-ST Walker. And it's in a forest with shrubs and splintered logs. There, how that is that seriously? Oh my gosh. If this is, I mean,
like I said, that's it's probably just the AT-AT staged because I just looked at the file share and it looks like his AT-AT is a standalone piece.
So, okay, so these are probably standalone pieces and then it's been photoshopped. That's probably what happened. Because looking at the actual Forge object, like screenshots, yeah, these must be... I'm guessing these are photoshopped. Okay, no, that makes sense. So the actual objects of the TIE Fighter and the X-Wing Fighter and the AT-ST Walker are Forge prefabs, but the pictures themselves are not within Halo. That makes me feel a little bit better. Pins, his file share has an AT-ST, so I'm guessing that's what it is.
Yeah, it's the Scout Walker.
So Sticker Boy had a tweet saying that 3 years ago when Halo 5 launched, he didn't expect that one of his entries that they were pulling during the Halo 5 launch would be featured on the Halo 5 launch stream, and it was, so that was pretty cool. We also have some videos. So there's one here by Ken117 that takes a lot of Halo clips and puts them together with Rage Against the Dying of the Light, which is interesting, I guess. I watched the video and I was like, okay. Did you happen to watch that one?
No, I haven't had an opportunity to watch any of them.
So it felt like it was from Interstellar, but like it had the music in the background, but then the narration wasn't the same guy from the movie, and I'm kind of confused. So I guess Rage of the Against the Dying Light, the Dying of the Light is something from that's probably outside of Interstellar, and Interstellar just uses it.
Probably.
I mean, it was kind of cool, but I thought I was going to get more out of it. But yeah. This one, the next video we have here is from Lauren well, I don't know who it's Installation 00. Speculating with a speculation video surrounding Mendicant Bias actions during Halo 3. So that's pretty cool. Lagundo is back with another 1 minute map. This one is Standoff. I'm assuming it's a famous poem, Pins, but I don't know it. I just know it because it was referenced in Interstellar. That's all I know. There's another video on here by Gisao, which has, I don't know if that's Japanese or what. I'm guessing it's something like that. Grim says, I don't understand it, but I enjoy it. I'm guessing it's some kind of like anime-inspired type of machinima type of thing. Late Night Gaming has a video talking about Foreigner architecture. And then Halo Canon has a video titled, 1,000 Other Plans Tried and Failed. This one is Flood Lore. So other ideas that the Foreigners came up with to combat the Flood.
That one I have watched, which is really good.
There's a lot of videos I haven't watched from him that I need to catch up on. Then SpartanB301 has a video on Twitter of a Flood jumping on the plasma and then having a chain reaction of just death.
Oh, to go back to the previous video, this has to do with this is probably Japanese with their fascination with toilets.
Okay.
If you want to buy the most complicated toilet in the freaking world, then shop around Japan. Because they have toilets that will do pretty much anything you want. And I'll just leave the rest up to your imagination.
I've heard of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, their toilets do a lot more than just take care of business. Or get rid of business, I should say. Anyway, I watched a little bit of it. And it's a play on that.
Okay. Alrighty then. We have a couple of montages. First one here is Eli X and Trunks. It's a Halo 3 montage trailer. Probably for a montage that's going to come out a little bit later. And then Hermesius Trixosity has another montage-like video. Halo 5 tricking montage up on there. In this article, Grim shouts out Podcast Evolve. We talked about this last week where they had Troy Denning interviewed on the show. So go check that out if you haven't already. And then we're finally at the end in the Halo spotlights. Bunch of tweets. Primordial gets featured again. The Yabada, which is also kind of another Halloween set of images. Someone recreated the Master Chief fist ground pound from the Halo 3 Starry Night trailer, which that actually looks pretty cool in Halo 5. Next one we have is just some duo screenshots titled King and Queen. Next one we have is called Shatter Spirit. This has some line laser effects and a Spartan with a sniper rifle. Next one we have is a piece of artwork. Do you know who that character is? The elite with the... I don't know who that character is. I'm assuming someone probably does in the chat.
I think that's like one of Half-Jaw's lieutenants. I know I've seen that helmet somewhere before.
Yeah, I know I have too, but I can't place it for some reason. Mush Control, Laird, Bobby, Confal, all using stickers and GIFs. Thank you, Mixer, for that. There's a video clip. I haven't watched this one, but it's tied with it. Even when with the Chiefs, the Covenant is still finding ways to screw me over. So I haven't watched the video to know what that is yet. Another probably render. It looks like we got some fighters in the back with Master Chief with two rocket launchers, two spinkers. This is done by Cole Protocol to depict a favorite moment of his from Troy Denning's Silent Storm, where Chief takes a big leap with nothing but a spanker and Spartan ingenuity to help him. We've also got a Day of the Dead Ofrenda. I don't even know what Ofrenda is. But it's a picnic bench with kind of looks like an offering table or of some kind. I don't even know. We've got some pencil artwork. Some more artwork there. We have the Easter egg from ODST where Buck is pulling out the hair of the little ape man. There's one called Angel, which is kind of the Forge artwork with, you have like the weapons as the wings of Spartan. Someone recreated the last scene from Halo 5 where you have blue team coming out of the cryptum. So someone forged that in Halo 5. Someone did a screenshot called Getting Bugged, and it is a wasp stuck in a giant spider's web, which is pretty funny. Cool little take on that. There's Corruption, which has some pretty cool visual effect use in Forge. There's also another screenshot, which has a lot of air vehicles in it with one Spartan on the ground, kind of signifying what the cost of war is. Just going to go through the rest of these. Another set of screenshots from the Halo event in Forza. It's a crazy looking Jackal 1 called Fear. It's just a bunch of Jackal heads looking up. One by Vincent Gatt with a Grunt and a Jackal. It looks like a screenshot from Halo 2 Anniversary. And then to wrap everything up, we have some custom paint jobs in Forza.
Featuring the Mr. Chief.
Yeah, it's Rythe's Mr. Chief thinking emoji. And then on the side, you have the Killing Spree medals. And then on the top, you have Oni. On the other side, you have UNSC. So, yeah. All right. We spent enough time on that one. I'll go ahead and take away the Xbox screen. Hey, we're back. You can see us again.
Hey, here we are.
Hey. So we have a couple more things to talk about before we wrap everything up. Thanks for bearing with us on that. And we'll try to work on a better presentation view of that in a couple of weeks when the next one will probably be up. The Banished hosted Season 2 Invitational has not been completed quite yet. They had a long day of streaming this past weekend, so Season 2 isn't quite wrapped up yet. They still have the losers semis, the losers finals, and then the grand finals to play. They didn't get through everything that they needed to this past weekend, so there's still a little bit of stuff that they have to finish. But they do have some of the standings. So right now, Almirante and Scoopman are through. Scoopman is in the losers finals right now, and Almirante is in the grand finals. There's still a couple more games to go, so they haven't announced when they're going to do that yet, but there should be some announcements on when they're going to be pulling that out, probably on their Twitter or over on their Discord as well. Just a little update on that. If you're following the Halo Wars competitive league for the Installation 01, there is no update from them this week, so we'll probably see something next week. Loot Crate, we still have not gotten an announcement on what the next theme is going to be, so our guess is that what the next character will be is still up in the air. I forget what I even said what mine was going to be. You remember what yours was? I can't remember if I said... Did you say... I think one of us said Emil, possibly.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Okay, someone remembers who said what. But yeah, so no announcement yet on what the theme is going to be. So hopefully we'll find out soon-ish. Also, a reminder to check out the Halo Hub. We're a Halo server that's dedicated to sharing community content. So you can head on over to thehalohub.com, and that'll take you over to the Discord server. And that'll wrap it up for us tonight. Unless you got anything else to throw in there, GT.
Nope. Only thing I've got to say is be sure to tune in tomorrow night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Mixer and Twitch for Fraggin' Fridays. We will be doing the MCC. If you would like to join in, feel free to send me a message at Godzilla T on Xbox Live. And I hope to see you all there.
Cool. And I'll be streaming on Sunday at around 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And then I don't know if we're going to do the streaming with a wife, like I said earlier. If we do, I'll definitely put out tweets. And I think for the next time that we stream, I'm going to try to see if I can get it on the Podtacular streams. It's just we use the Xbox that's over on the TV, actually. So I have to figure out a way how to get it back here and get cameras working and everything. So got to work that out logistically, see if that's something that can be done. But for the meantime, we've just been doing it on my personal Mixer channel, just through the Xbox app. As far as company commendations, we are getting really close to getting our next three done. We are inches away, so to speak. So for killing a player with precision weapons without missing, we are under the 200 mark. We only need 196, that one in the next 2 weeks could probably get done by the end of the year. The next one being kill an enemy Spartan with a melee. We are just under 1,000 for that one. For Castle Wars, the sword slash doesn't count as a melee, right? So that one's going to suck.
Nope, it counts as a sword kill.
Yeah, that one's going to suck. And then almost doesn't count. Kill an enemy Spartan when your health is low and you survive. We still need about 800 there. And the next closest one we have is not so fast. Killing enemies attempting to hijack or skyjack a vehicle. We only need 23 of those. It's hard to get, but we only need 23 of them. Big team and Warzone, I guess, are kind of the two best ones to get that on. And then, of course, the last two, which will always be the last two. Killing Marines and killing enemy Spartans with shoulder bashes.
Woohoo!
Those will always be the last two. You can't even really see those move from day in to day out. Anyways. So that's going to be it for our show. Make sure you check us out on all of our social media places. We are on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. You can also check us out on YouTube for videos and our streams. We also have Twitch, Mixer, and we're also now streaming to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, or Periscope. So 5 different places to watch us for streams now. So I'm just trying to make it as available as possible. And G Lewis is over there on YouTube. Hey, G Lewis. We also have our Spartan Company, which we were just talking about our accommodations on. We have slots still available, so if you want to help us get the Achilles helmet, then feel free to come on over and check us out. You know, so check out our Xbox Club. And then for anything else I missed, if you just search for Podtacular on it, you will find us there. Also, make sure you check out the podcast network. We're part of a network of gaming specific shows, including Guardian Radio, Critcast, Podcast 76, Work in Progress, and How to Murder Time. You can check all those podcasts over at thepodcast.com. Thanks everyone for tuning in. I know it's another long show this week. Pretty much just the artwork has been amazing, and that's what took a little time, and we also rambled on for a little bit in and out there. But that will be it for tonight's show. We'll see you guys not next week, because I will be away. So in 2 weeks' time, we'll be back for our next episode. So enjoy the time off, and hope to see you guys on some of our other streams. And until then, keep on fragging them trucks.